So you want motivation for what? Give me what your motivation is. I help you. What are you trying to do? To serve, to be a better Christian. Your motivation. You know what they should do, I think, to get people to get an understanding, a better motivation of being a good Christian? We keep talking about heaven and hell. You should have like a spot in the church, like, you know, where there's fire and some heat, and run through there real fast. Think of that every day. Hit him with the hose. There you go. There'll be candy and food. There's heaven. And then run them through the gauntlet where there's fire and you get punched and people jack you up. That's motivation. It's called a hell seminar. That's why we need more hell seminars. We're always talking about hell. But what if you lock people in a room at the church? What room?
Oh, you're in the hell room.
Because you haven't done something right, sound man. Huh?
Fire!
Know what you say? No, right here.
Fire!
Huh?
Fire!
What? Armor bearers.
Fire!
Armor bearers.
Fire!
Armor, what kind of church you at? Were y'all giving out weapons and bulletproof vests? Where's your church at? Armor bearers? Bodyguards at the church? For who, the deacons? Or the sound man? Is it for the pastor? Okay, where's your bodyguard, man? See, he doesn't have one. He's not his bodyguard. There's no bodyguard. See, preachers don't, you don't need bodyguard. I'm gonna show you. Come up here. I'm a preacher. Try to attack me. Try to attack me. Jesus! They will run from you. And when he's on the ground, get his wallet for the building fund. I got time for one more. Music? The choir. Remember now, the choir. The choir. The choir are very sensitive people. As a preacher, you don't want to be involved with them too much. You don't want to be involved with the choir too much. You come through rehearsal, you see them, hey, but don't get involved in the business of choirs. You see them, hey, good, good, and run out, run out. Because choirs have inner turmoil. There's inner turmoil in this choir right now. There's people sitting there. I don't know why she sang the solo. She can't sing. I didn't get a chance to sing. I don't know why I sang the solo. This is her third time jacking that song up. Talk about it's the sound man. It ain't the sound man. It's you. Thank you so much.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Transmitting from 1,000 feet above Dry Prong, Louisiana, to all of Senla.
Hello, Radio Land. It is always good. You're listening to CJ and KYT KQJL. Got a friend with his family to the station, and we so glad to have him on the line with us right now. I got James Bonner on the line with me. Good evening, brother. How we doing today?
Oh, man, on top and rising.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother, I tell you what, man, you got a lot of things going. You got a lot of things in the hat. Won't you kind of give the viewers who are listening a little bit about you, what you got going, and just tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is James Bonner. Like I said, I just recently retired from the school system over in Burkeville ISD as a band director. And so once I retired, you know, I always had this vision of doing something for the community, like, you know, blessing people with what they accomplished in the field of gospel music. So the idea of Gospel Music Academy came to me around about 2018. And like I said, I tell this story. What happened was I was at the house, TJ, Chris,
uh-huh.
TJ. And what happened was I wanted to get me some gold records. You know, anybody gave me no wood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I went on the internet and bought me some, man, and put them on the wall. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at them. Hey, look good, too. It looked very good. And I said, and so the Lord began to talk to me. He said, James, they look good. I said, yeah, Lord, they look real good. He said, if they mean that much to you, they look good to you. Think how much they mean to other people who had that same idea of what you do.
That's
in
right.
gospel music.
That's right.
And so all of a sudden, my mind began to, you know, expand on what God was saying, and what he was really saying was real. But there's a lot of people out there in this around this area have done a lot of great things over the years, especially recording gospel music.
Right.
And singing in the church and running the sound. And it seems like, I guess there's a cry for people saying, you know what, I've done a lot of stuff. It'd be nice to get a little pat on the back for what I've done. And
right.
I believe it's also true, too. It's better to get your flowers when you're living instead of dead anyway. You
That's
know?
Right, brother. That's right.
And so we got this. So we got it going, and we established our Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy. And it's an organization that we're in seven things that we award people in: singers, songwriters, musicians, promoter, producer, inspirational dance, and gospel rap. And so those are the areas that we look at. And so we ain't too long. I think it was last year we came by KAYT. Was it last year?
Yes, sir. Last year.
Yeah, we came by last year and we gave y'all, and y'all think y'all made the fifth radio station. Then we went down to Radio Maria over there. They got theirs. And then we just recently left KISS, KISS over there. They got one. And then there's another radio station in Dry Prong called KDVP. And so not just on a radio station, but we look at gospel recording artists.
Right.
Right now. We look at a guy right now out of Colfax. His name is Belwin J. Bruins, and he's a gospel artist, too. And we're going to be inducting him into the Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy pretty soon. And we got some other things down the line, too. We got By Faith. They'll be inducted.
Mm.
They live right there in Hanakoka, Louisiana. So By Faith is a gospel group. And so we're going to get them in there. But we've had some people that from out of town. We had Dorothy McClung Lewis, who's a member of the Mississippi Bass Choir. She got in.
Okay.
We got other group. Yeah, she got in. Then we got, I don't know if you know, do you know Bo Williams?
I do.
Bo Williams, a gospel singer. He comes to Rivers of Living Water Church, you know, once a year, something like that. But he got inducted in. So it's a lot of people, you know, they do a lot of things. And so we just want to let them say, hey, look, man, God is proud of what you're doing. Don't ever think that what you do is in vain.
That's right.
The scriptures, Proverbs 27:2, that's how the scripture says, let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. So
Ooh,
that's what we do.
That's heavy. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I got James Bonner on with me, and he's telling me his awesome vision. Brother, this vision is definitely led by God for you to, because basically what you're doing is you're rewarding people for their hard work. There's so many people put in the effort, and then I think it plays a part that by you being a band director, you knew what it takes, the same way when you're developing your musicians and they get a certain
wow.
level of accomplishment. You are
God,
rewarding
man.
People for their hard work. That's a gift. That's definitely your gift. God has given you the vision and the gift, and the fact that you are doing that for so many people, brother, I tell you, I want to give you your flowers right now.
Oh,
thank you so
thank
much
you.
For doing that for others, to help them feel better about themselves on their hard work, because being a musician is not easy. Producing music is not easy. Getting in front of people is not easy. Learning your craft is not easy. And the fact that you are doing these things to reward them, brother, I want to personally tell you, I salute you.
Thank you, sir. God is good. God is good.
So look,
all about him.
But before I let you go, whenever I interview people, I like to put them on the spot, but I don't. But I can tell that you are strong enough to handle what I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
Is somebody out there, a musician, that probably wants to give up? Is somebody out there that's a singer that probably wants to give up? It might be somebody out there that just want to give up, period. Can you give somebody something inspirational to say to them right now for why not to give up, brother?
Yeah, so in other words, it's, you know, we are made in the image of God. We come to this earth, we come here, and then he gives us a choice of what we want to do. You choose this day who you want to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
That's
so
right.
For those musicians out there who going through some doubt, you got to remember something. There's two things are talking to you. Somebody who don't care about you, telling you some lies about yourself, and there's another person that's telling you there's hope. So you don't listen to the guy that's telling you, don't give up, you know. So maybe suicide, all this kind of crazy stuff. Don't listen to that. Keep your eyes focused on God. So, because when the devil tells you and reminds you of your past, remind him simply of his future.
That's right.
He ain't got much time left. So he has to try to torment. Like I said, he got three things in common. He's on this earth before: to kill, to steal, and destroy. That's not God's purpose.
He wants
to give you hope. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. So again, if you're going through doubts, you know, I would say also go to church. Go to church. And like I said, remember, it's some water, some plant, but God gets the increase.
Yeah, brother, that was so powerful. James, it was my pleasure and my honor to have you on the station. I tell you, Mr. James, can I bring you back on?
Sure.
Okay.
Give me a call or let me know.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to bring you back on with us. It's been a pleasure, brother. And I want to give you your flowers. Well, thank you for all you've done. And I hope that you continue to keep doing this thing, and I wish you nothing but the best, brother.
All right. Well, I thank you for the what's a good flower, man? The sunflowers?
I'll take them.
As long as they're good.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, God is good.
That's right. Thank you again, my brother.
All right, man. Thanks.
Right.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KYT KQJO. That was James Bonham with his academy. And you're going to hear this interview a couple of times, and we're going to be bringing him back on, folks. Always a pleasure. Thank you for listening.
Nah, stop from the time, yo.
My journey now. I'm on my journey. got me so down, but I picked myself back up, and I started telling me, no, my God's not done, making me a masterpiece, he's still working on me, he started something good.
Make them believe.
Today, yep, today. It's hard to tell who's a real believer. But if you're real, stand up and let me see ya. Raise your voice one time for the Savior. Don't wait too late. Cause right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live the way that they others want to be. Yeah. It really doesn't matter where you've been. Come on. If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
Now it's time to say so.
Don't you believe us? Come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
Truly a believer, but ain't nobody ever gonna believe ya. If Sunday is the only day they see ya, don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live a way that makes others wanna be ya. It don't matter where you've been. Raise your voice up, yeah.
Say so. Come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
would right now.
Oh, oh, oh.
Make them believe.
Don't have much to breathe. My heart.
my offering.
Anxious and to worry instead of